This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Oh my God.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Tuesday, March the 25th of 2025, day 84th of the year, and only 281 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and hanging out in the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends over there. You know, our friends and colleagues, at least.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yep, infiltration Radio Big is the combination of things that we do. No doubt about that. Anyways, how's the last 24 hours been for you? Because it's been busy. It's definitely a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, no doubt about that, as I am taking a look at what is going on inside of all of the spectrums. Anyway, so let's talk real quick about what the show consists of. We talk about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of the way that we go with everything that's happening. So that's how it goes. So we talk about some news, we talk about some safety stuff, we combine it all together. This is a 3-hour show. Only the first hour is on video. The rest is streaming live on RadioBig.fm and on SafetyFM.com all at the same time. If you're on one of those podcatchers 2.0, man, the more I look into it, the more stuff that's there, no doubt whatsoever. If you want to interact with the show, simple process on doing so, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll do the number. We'll do everything for you from that particular standpoint, and we'll get everything moving, grooving, and whatever else needs to be done, because that's just kind of the world that we live in. Yep, callinradio.com. We'll get everything going for you. No doubt about that whatsoever. So with that being said, why don't we do this real quick? Why don't we go ahead and bring in our friends that are going to, well, our friends are not going to tell us what's trending, but we can tell you what the hell is trending, because that's an important aspect of what we have going on inside of the show. So let's do that real quick.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look at what was trending in the overnight. Notable and noteworthy, another incident sends police to a Tesla dealership. Another woman accuses Joe Gatto, and Lindsey Vonn lands a new record. Also, the Paul brothers take views on private looks at their lives. And Lizzo will star in a new musical biopic that's coming up. Also, a former magazine editor throws new shade at Megan Sussex in the Royals. So, you know, it's your typical Tuesday. It's definitely what it sounds like in regards to what we have going on. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring in our friends from Feature Story News? Let them do all the feature and the storytelling that needs to be done in regards to what's going on inside of the world of the news cycle. Because you know that that has been some fun stuff as of late in regards of what happens around here. No doubt. So let's do this. Feature Story News, professional newscasters coming your way in regards of what the hell is going on. So let's do that now.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The White House has confirmed a journalist was accidentally added to a group chat discussing military plans in Yemen. Top US officials, including Vice President J.D. Vance, were in the Signal message group. The editor-in-chief of The Atlantic magazine says he saw classified military plans about strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen and remarks calling European allies pathetic freeloaders. Professor of US politics at University College Dublin, Scott Lucas, says it's one of the most serious security lapses the US has seen.
It's considered to be encrypted for personal communications, but it is a no-no to discuss any type of war plan on any type of messaging application on a phone. That should only be done in a secure facility, which is protected against anybody trying to intercept or eavesdrop on this.
The disbandment of the Unification Church has been ordered by a court in Japan. Japan's government had sought its dissolution, accusing it of manipulating followers into making donations. Popularly known as the Moonies, it had also been under scrutiny since the killing of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in 2022, which the alleged assassin said was linked to Abe's ties with the church. South Korean automaker Hyundai has unveiled plans to make a record $21 billion investment in the United States to ease the risks from President Donald Trump's threats of imposing sweeping tariffs. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Hyundai will build a new steel plant in the U.S. state of Louisiana, producing more than 2.7 million metric tons of steel a year. The South Korean company said it plans to spend about $21 billion in the U.S. through 2028 to increase vehicle production and on other projects, expected to create about 14,000 direct jobs. Donald Trump said this shows his administration's use of tariffs to pressure foreign manufacturers to create American jobs is working. It comes as Trump is expected to announce more import taxes on April 2nd. He has also threatened to announce additional tariffs on cars and semiconductor chips.
India could be among the countries worst hit by President Donald Trump's threat to impose 25% tariffs on nations importing oil from Venezuela. New Delhi imported more than 63,000 barrels of oil a day in 2024, with plans to increase its energy trade with the Latin American nation this year. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
This comes as India has been looking to purchase more oil from the Latin American country to diversify its oil supply pool after U.S. sanctions hit Russia's shadow fleet of containers. The tariffs on Indian exports to the U.S. could make it difficult for Indian businesses to compete in the U.S. market. Meanwhile, Indian officials have been working to negotiate a trade deal with Washington in hopes of being exempted from reciprocal tariffs kicking in from next week.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the stunning electricity substation fire that brought Heathrow Airport, Europe's busiest, to a complete standstill on Friday. It's emerged that the airport's chief executive, Thomas Waldby, went to sleep while efforts were underway to contain the fire. The airport says that's because command of the crisis was split between two separate groups, and there was always a senior figure on duty throughout the battle to restore power. But that along with the absence of an effective backup power supply, has raised huge questions for the future of Heathrow's business and its leadership. Paul Charles is chief executive of the PC Agency, which advises the travel sector on managing crises.
It's not looking great at all in terms of its leadership. Obviously, it has got things back running again, although there were still 10% of flights cancelled on Saturday. It's got a lot of work to do to rebuild confidence. But I fear for the leadership. I think the board of Heathrow, who are a very tough, mostly international set of shareholders, will be looking at this and going, have we got the right leadership in place? I think Heathrow will also have to answer to the airlines. If the airlines lose confidence in the leadership of Heathrow, he won't have long to go.
Whatever happens at the top of the airport's corporate structure, Friday's events have shaken the industry's faith in Heathrow, and that will take a long time to rebuild. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the White House has confirmed a journalist was accidentally added to a group chat discussing military plans in Yemen. The disbandment of the Unification Church has been ordered by a court in Japan. South Korean automaker Hyundai has unveiled plans to make a record investment in the US to ease tariff risks. And India could be among the countries worst hit by President Donald Trump's threat to impose 25% tariffs on nations importing oil from Venezuela. That's the latest feature story news, Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer self-preaching and warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use
the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
If you think local radio sucks, wait till you hear our freeform station, Radio Big.
Yeah, if you don't know how to take that one, you don't really get how the show rolls, that's for sure. Anyways, currently 15 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out doing our thing, and it is time to get into all of the information that's out there for us to go over. Yeah, because there's no other thing that we can do besides go over the stuff. So let's get into all of the things that are going on. Cold Civil War. Police in Austin arrived at Tesla dealership on Monday morning to find multiple incendiary devices planted around a lot of the showroom. A bomb squad determined that the explosive could cause harm and damage. The FBI has since then added the incident to the roster of protests and attacks surrounding Tesla vehicles and facilities in recent weeks. On Friday, the Bureau released a formal advisory recommending people to adopt a see something, say something approach as they see anything suspicious around Tesla vehicles dealership. This is according to KXAN in good old Austin. So, as you are aware, a lot of stuff going on is the way that it seems to be as of late when it comes to the whole Tesla rigmarole stuff. Rigmarole is what I'm going to call it because, man, has things gotten kind of weird when it comes to the whole thing as we are talking. So let's do this real quick. Let's bring in the news story from good old Austin, because why would we not want to do that? Because, hey, it's always a good time when we get to share other people's news. Why not do that? So let's do it this way. If you're on the screen arena, you'll follow along here. If you're on the radio, you'll hear the sound. So let's go with it.
KXAN News.
We're following some developing news this afternoon out of North Austin after Austin police responded to a call at a Tesla dealership. This is along North US 183, and it all started around 8 this morning.
Police now tell us they found what they called suspicious devices at the dealership. We want to show you a live look there. And just in the last few moments, we saw police leave the dealership and also take down some of that police tape that was alongside this barrier by the sidewalk you're looking at the moment. Now, the APD bomb squad investigated here and determined that these were incendiary devices. Police took those into their own custody without incident, they tell us, and they're not sharing much more about what kinds of devices they were. Now, they say this is an open and ongoing investigation, and we will, of course, keep working to learn more information and share those updates as soon as we do.
So I'm slightly confused with some of the stuff, as always. So I don't understand the targeting of the Tesla dealership. Like, what is it bringing forth in regards of stuff? And I guess, you know, if we're kind of close and we've talked before, my question becomes this to you. If you are looking at vehicles and manufacturers and all that stuff, have you looked at the Volkswagen? I'm not saying go after Volkswagen, but did you see how they were started? I'm just asking. Because take a look at some of that stuff. You might be a little bit intrigued. The other side that I would reference to is a lot of people did not love when Ford first came out. If you kind of look at back in those days. But that will require a level of research. But if you're going to look into one of the two, start off with the Volkswagen one. You might be intrigued.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some Frenchie fever. The French Bulldog is the American Kennel Club's most popular purebred for the third year in a row. Coming in second was the Labrador Retriever, followed by the Golden Retriever, German Shepherds, and the Poodles. Rounding out the top 10 are the Dutch Hounds, Beagles, Rottweilers, Bulldogs, and German Short-haired pointers. So there you go. And the biggest jump in the annual list goes to the Cane Corso, which went from 50th to 14th. This is according to AP News. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. Also, Ozzy Osbourne will be seated in a throne during the Black Sabbath final ever performance in July. According to bandmate Zach Wilde, the Prince of Darkness could also be airborne during the event as well, with Oz and his throne that are just flies over the stadium or whatever, he explained. As the performance, Ozzy says the plans is to do what the F he can and what he feels comfortable with. I don't know. Would you really want to be in a seat where it kind of flies around the stadium? That seems a little crazy, if you ask me. So what else did he say? The final show is set for July the 5th in Birmingham, England. This is according to Billboard. So it's amazing the amount of people that are going to be there. That's for sure, in regards to the bands that are going to be performing. But man, Ozzy has had a career and a half. If anything, it'll be interesting to see when it happens. It's a sad day, but also an exciting day just to see, you know, what Ozzy Osbourne will do on his final performance. Okay, a new memoir from former Vanity Fair editor Gregson Carter details how disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is the first and only person to ever be banned from the publications of Oscar parties. It's when the going was good. Carter details how Weinstein regularly showed up with more guests than the invitation indicated and would bully the staff at the point that he was given a second chance only to once again be banned for bad behavior. This was all before Weinstein was convicted of rape and sexual assault. When the going was good hits the shelves today. This is according to TMZ. Just telling you what's happening. So there you go. Also, Paul American. Yeah, a new series heading to HBO Max gives fans the inside glimpse at the lives of Jake and Logan Paul. Speaking about the experience, the brothers said that it took them getting used to, with Logan noting that it was invasive as it felt. With both boys who are now engaged said that respective partners took some convincing to be part of the project. Let's see. Paul American premieres on Thursday. Now, if you remember this, when the initial announcement came about this, here's how they did this, which was kind of slick. Because for years, people have wondered, you know, if the Paul brothers decide to fight each other, what would happen? And it said, on March 27th, only on Max. And then they had them kind of like squaring off in the photo. And some people thought that it was happening. Don't get me wrong. I was kind of impressed when it did. But then I was like, hold on. One of the brothers is a wrestler. And their big event is the following month. Are they really going to have one of these guys not be around during this event? I thought that was kind of weird. And look, it wasn't as crazy as I thought because it was something entirely different. It's kind of the way that it goes. Okay, so let's talk some more about some other things. Gone are the days of baking the file into a cake, baking a file into a cake, or hiding contraband where the sun doesn't shine. Drug mules are deploying the obese to hide packets of fentanyl in their fat rolls to smuggle the drug behind bars. This is not a joke. This is a legit news story, so don't take it the wrong way. In Washington state, new rules governing body scanners forced their detection sensitivity to be significantly decreased over the concerns that they were emitting too much harmful radiation. As a result, the scanners can't discern the difference between contraband and body fat. At Thurston County Jail last week, officials reported two such incidents of inmates overdosing on fentanyl that was smuggled in under this method. Thurston County Sheriff Derek Sanders was reluctant and complied with the rule, but hold on, what does it say here? And changed the way that it was rendered meaningless in regards of having these things. So I don't know. I mean, if you're sneaking fentanyl into the place, you kind of have to have some questions in regards of what's going on. I mean, no doubt there whatsoever. You can't just be like, hey, it just happened, and nothing else is going on. So I don't know. It gets weird in regards to this. So let's talk about tariffs, because I'm sure you haven't heard that word this week so far. Tariff talk. The two automakers have announced plans to expand manufacturing in the United States to get ahead of potential new tariffs. At Rolls-Royce, executives are drawing up emergency contingency plans to hire more American workers and expand operations in North America ahead of the April 2nd implementation date. This is according to reports. Meanwhile, Hyundai has announced more concrete plans worth more than $20 billion in spending on facilities and jobs. The company will send nearly $6 billion on a steel mill in Louisiana that will employ 1,400 people. The rest will go towards beefing up its EV manufacturing operations in the U.S. This is according to CNBC. So there you go. Also, a follow-up for the DNA testing company 23andMe is moving forward with the bankruptcy or reorganization after weeks of speculation. Co-founder and CEO will step down as CEO during the process, which will seek a new substantial ally. On the company's assets, the board previously rejected an offer from a company that would have taken the company private. She intends to bid on the company, and she founded to retake control. 23andMe suffered a data breach in 2023, revealing bounties on customers' information to hackers, and has since then struggled to regain consumer confidence. This is according to CNN. What other things are going on? Let's see. President Trump needs to fire someone. The Atlantic editor reported on Monday that he had inadvertently been included in a group text chat among multiple high-level administration officials, including the vice president, chief of staff, secretary of defense, secretary of state, national security advisor, among others, all discussing plans to kill some terrorists. The administration has confirmed the authenticity of the exchange. The unforced leaked raises questions about Espionage Act violation and the secure handling of classified information. In the past, these security issues have been wrongfully exploited as part of lawfare campaigns against Trump. This is a legitimate scandal. Will put only pull attention away from the real work that's getting done. Meanwhile, Trump said on Monday that he's adjusting his tariff strategy slightly ahead of the April 2nd implementation date. The administration said that it will apply more targeted tariffs than industry-wide duties. The government will also expand tariffs against any country buying gas or oil from Venezuela. Trump said that rare earth minerals deals with Ukraine will finally be signed in the coming days. So be on the lookout for that. Also, what else? The Dow increased by 597 points to close at 583 on Monday. The S&P gained about 100 points to close at 5,767. And the Nasdaq increased by 404 points to close at 18,188. West Texas Intermediate closed at $69 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.12 on Monday, and Bitcoin rebounded and continued up by 2.5%, trading up to $88,000 on Monday. Also, tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $344 million jackpot or a $161.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Okay, take a listen to this. We talked about this story briefly yesterday. A second woman has come forward with allegations against the Impractical Joker alum Joe Gatto, the newest accuser who worked for Gatto prior to leaving the show, claims that he would often ask her to rub his back and back massages after her sex life, and once invited her into his hotel room to cuddle. When the woman rejected his advances, the woman alleges that he started being rude to her at work. These allegations come at the heels of TikToker Josie B claiming that she was sexually assaulted by Gatto in 2023 when she was 19. Gatto has not yet addressed the latest accuser. This is according to the New York Post. In some other stuff that's going around and circulating, I'm going to have to pull this up because I was looking at it on my phone yesterday. Are you familiar with Cain Velasquez? The UFC legend has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a 2022 shooting. Cain Velasquez is heading to prison. The former two-time UFC heavyweight champion was sentenced to 5 years for attempted murder and other charges at a hearing on Monday at Santa Clara County Hall of Justice in San Jose, ending the three-year saga that has been repeatedly delayed in the courts. Santa Clara County Superior Court Judge Arthur Bonsega oversaw the case. This is according to what NBC Bay Area first reported on the verdict on Monday. Velasquez is 42, faced 10 felony charges stemming from a 2022 incident which he engaged in an 11-mile high-speed chase of a car of Harry Galotto, who is accused of molesting Velasquez's then 4-year-old son on multiple occasions. Velasquez fired several shots with a .40 caliber handgun during the chase into a carrying case. Also, the mother and Gallardo's stepfather, Paul Bender, resulting in a non-life-threatening injuries to Bender due to the gunshot. Those 10 charges ranged from attempted murder, shooting motor vehicle from a motor vehicle or aircraft, assault with a firearm, assault with a deadly weapon, willfully discharging a firearm from a vehicle, and carrying a loaded firearm with the intent of committing a felony. Velasquez pleaded no contest. All charges related to the case. Prosecutors sought the sentence of 30 years for Velasquez, while the defense hoped to attain time served and probation. Velasquez's sentences include time served. The former champ spent about 9 months incarcerated following the incidents. For Galarter, currently awaits for his June the 2nd trial date after pleading not guilty on the charges of lewd acts with a minor. So we'll see what exactly happens there. What an interesting time we live in, no doubt about that. So there you go. Not sure exactly what would happen if one found out that, you know, their own child was allegedly molested by someone, on how one would react. Not saying it's good, not saying it's bad, not saying it's indifferent, but no one knows how they're going to react to such news. No doubt there whatsoever. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and do that thing that we do around this time that we actually call our main story. Well, I think we're going to do that thing that we call our main story if my computer would like to interact with me in regards of what we're going to do. I just love how that works sometimes.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk real quick and let's cut through some of the noise. We need to have a little heart-to-heart today because that seems like to be something that we need to do. But it's about something that we don't like talking about, but we damn well need to. And it's safety versus the fantasy of safety. Now, hang with me for a moment, because I know that sometimes people get all gung-ho when I start talking about this stuff. But I'm not here to bash safety, obviously, because I've made a whole damn career on it. But I'm actually here to challenge the bullshit that we keep on feeding ourselves and others about what safety actually is. And I know that's a little bit harsh in regards to talking about it, but because somewhere along the line, we stop chasing what real safety is. After, you know, starting to cling on to overproduce corporate sanitized illusions of it, you know, this zero injuries bullshit, zero incidences, or let me rephrase that, everything is preventable. Follow the rules and nothing bad will happen. Does any of this crap sound similar? Because that's not safety. That is PR. That is the fantasy that people want to talk about. So let's just kind of calm down and sit back and relax for a moment. And let me say this as clearly as I can. Real safety is messy. And just in case you didn't hear me, real safety is messy. Did you get that? It's uncomfortable and it doesn't fit on a poster. It lives in the gray. I know that we want safety to be black and white, but it's not. It lives in the gray. It's not just policies and procedures. It's people. It's people. It's flawed. It's brilliant. It's unpredictable people making millions of micro decisions every day under pressure in environments that you can't control with a checklist. And yet, what do we keep doing? We build systems that worship compliance. Oh, yes. That's how we go. We measure what's convenient, like incident rates, and ignore what actually matters, like psychological safety, learning capacities, or how adaptable your front line is under pressure. You know, safeguards. We're not managing risk, we're managing optics. And while we're busy feeling safe, the system quietly decays underneath us. We talk about these eroding things all the time. Now, look, I know some folks listening and watching are likely clutching their pearls here for a moment, if you know what I'm saying there. But, Jay, we need rules. We need procedures. We need training. Yes, of course we do. We need all that stuff. But here's the punchline. Rules are the floor. They're not the ceiling. And this is the difference here. And if your entire safety program is built on the idea that people will follow every rule every time perfectly, you're living in a fantasy land. This is not going to happen. Not going to happen. So let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a human being operate perfectly under stress? Think about that for a moment. Have you ever seen a complex job go exactly as it's written in the procedure? No? Then why in the hell are we pretending that there is a standard? Like, seriously. So let's get real. Even just for this moment. People don't get hurt because they're lazy or stupid or rebellious. They get hurt because they're human and the systems that forgot that. I mean, we build these systems that forgot this, how important this is. We don't need to beat people up for not complying. We don't need to build systems that expect imperfections and still function. That's what we need to build. We have to build the systems that expect imperfections. Things are not going to be 100% accurate all the time. That means we need to stop shaming people when there's a level of failure. We need to stop hiding near misses. We need to stop rewarding silence with pizza parties and calling it's a safety culture or a culture. Instead, we need to start listening. We need to start learning. We build environments where people feel safe to tell the truth about what work really looks like. Because real safety isn't preventing every failure, real safety is about getting better at recovering from it. So let me throw you one more curveball here, okay? So what if the fantasy of safety is actually more dangerous than the risk itself? Think about that. Because when we hypothesize about this illusion, when you think about the signage and the slogans and the real work, you stop being curious. You stop questioning. You stop preparing for what happens when the script falls apart. And the script will fall apart. Ask anyone who's ever been in the middle of a real crisis. The plan goes out the window fast, and what is left is instincts, experience, and how well your people were prepared to think and adapt. So yeah, we can keep printing binders, keep setting goals like zero, because zero is perfect. Keep putting out the illusion that we're in control of every outcome, or we can embrace the mess. We can honor humans doing the work. We can treat safety as a living, breathing system, something that evolves, that learns, that admits when it doesn't have all the right answers. I mean, wow, think about that for a moment. Because fantasy of safety looks good on paper, but real safety, that's raw. That's dynamic. Matter of fact, I would even say that even goes as far as that's rated R. So the next time someone hands you a laminated policy and calls it safety, yay, ask them, is this real? Or is this just what we tell ourselves to feel better? You know what, you know, already which one I'm choosing. Because we talked about it. Stay on safe, stay aware, because that's where the truth lives. I mean, think about this for a moment. Do you want the illusion of safety, or do you want real safety? And just in case, if you're not sure who's messaging this to you, I'm Jay Allen, and this is definitely the Rated R Show, trying to make you think today about some of the weird things that happen in our world.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks. So with the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factormeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Coming in hot on the 45-minute time. Yeah, this right here is Floating by Shockface. I don't make this up. That's what it's called. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. I would say give it a little streamer action. We'd like to thank Shockface for allowing us to play this here on the Rated Safety Show. Yep, there you go. Always some good times when we get to play some new musica around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, thanks for the people hitting up the chat box. Yeah, apparently I touched on some nerves in regards to some of the stuff with the fantasy of safety. But I guess that's kind of the way that it goes as we are talking. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Torite Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at Torite Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To write love on her arms. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other information as we are going through everything that we can find to share with you. No doubt about that. A viral filter which made people look overweight has been removed from TikTok after a ton of complaint from users. The so-called chubby filter uses AI to take your photo and give you the appearance of having gained some extra poundage. While some users had fun posting their so-called before and after shots and making jokes about the transformations, others weren't laughing at all and said that the filter promoted body shaming. Experts also chimed in, warning that if this kind of thing could contribute to toxic diet culture and possibly even trigger eating disorders. After the BBC reported on the backlash, TikTok removed the filter entirely. So now the virtual weight gain selfies probably for the best. It's ironic, though, because I've spent so much time on TikTok that my chin is starting to look like that in real life. And it's not because of the Kardashians and all the beautiful famous people that use AI to do the opposite. I mean, I don't know. It becomes kind of a weird thing because here's what I'm going to reference. And, you know, listen, I don't own any kind of social media platform, so I am not saying anything about what the choices are here. But look at this for a moment. How many people slap filters on their pictures? How many people slap filters on the things that are going on? And I remember there was even one at one point that was called a beautify filter. And the whole point of the filter itself was to make sure that you looked more beautiful. So I don't know. It becomes extremely strange when you start thinking about this because if there's some that'll make you thinner, some that kind of smooth out your skin and all that stuff. Shouldn't those filters be removed as well? I'm just saying, just asking the question because I always think it's an interesting time on when you reference this stuff. I say it all with love, of course. All with love. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life. Let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. Because, you know, that guy's pretty motivational. So let's do that.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Jerry. Mary Lou Retton said, "Optimism is a happiness magnet. If you stay positive, good things and good people will be drawn to you." What a great way to look at things, through the prism of happiness. Oh, I've got to mention something else about Mary Lou Retton. When I was a little guy back in the 80s, she was on the Wheaties boxes as an American Olympian. Now, I never met Mary Lou Retton, but for some weird reason, I feel like we all knew her. She was such a positive and happy person when she was on TV. She'd give an interview about gymnastics, but her positive attitude and her cheerful personality made the interview interesting, even to somebody like me who doesn't care much about gymnastics. The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Have you ever wondered why God hardened Pharaoh's heart time and time again? To my way of thinking, the Lord had two or three obvious reasons. One, to demonstrate his great power to both the Egyptians and the Hebrews. Two, to exalt Moses in the eyes of the people so that they would have confidence to follow him. Three, to cause Pharaoh to take his anger out on the slaves, making their lives even more unbearable. If Pharaoh had not done that, it's unlikely the Israelites would have been willing to defy him and risk following Moses. Lord, help us to learn from the past so we don't repeat its mistakes. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
Israeli forces conducted airstrikes in Lebanon following rocket attacks that resulted in six fatalities, including a child. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
This escalation marks the most significant exchange of fire since the ceasefire with Hezbollah 4 months ago. Although Hezbollah denied involvement in the recent rocket attacks, Israeli military targeted their command centers and rocket launchers. Lebanese authorities reported multiple casualties and injuries from these strikes.
Sudan's army announced it has seized key government buildings in Khartoum, including the Republican Palace, after intense clashes with the Rapid Support Forces.
This development signifies a pivotal victory in their nearly two-year conflict against the RSF. The military also regained control of the National Intelligence Service headquarters and the central bank. Despite these gains, the conflict has led to severe humanitarian crises, with over 28,000 fatalities and widespread displacement, particularly in Darfur, where the RSF reportedly killed 45 civilians amid their retreat. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Israeli airstrikes in Gaza have resulted in at least 85 Palestinian deaths, including a month-old baby girl rescued from the rubble after her family perished. Jim Kender reports.
Hamas responded by launching rockets into Israel, effectively ending the 17-month war's ceasefire. The Israeli blockade on northern Gaza, encompassing Gaza City, remains enforced as Israeli forces retake a key corridor. In Israel, protests erupted outside Prime Minister Netanyahu's residence over his handling of the hostage hostage crisis and plans to dismiss internal security chief Ronan Barr.
Three individuals were killed and 15 others injured during a shooting at Young Park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Kyle Norris reports.
The incident occurred during an unauthorized car show attended by approximately 200 people. Multiple shooters using handguns are believed to have been involved, with 50 to 60 shell casings recovered from the scene. The victims ranged in age from 16 to 36, with 7 treated on site and 11 transported to local hospitals.
The New Hampshire Attorney General's office has agreed to a $10 million settlement with Michael Gilpatrick, who alleged he was gang raped at the state's Youth Development Center in the 1990s.
Gilpatrick's lawsuit named 10 staffers at the Manchester facility for sexual and physical abuse during his 3-year detention starting at age 14. Several former staff members have faced criminal charges, including one conviction and one acquittal, with multiple retrials pending. The settlement acknowledges the trauma inflicted and avoids further court proceedings for Gilpatrick. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security announced the revocation of legal protections for approximately 532,000 individuals from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
These individuals arrived in the U.S. with financial sponsors since October 2022 under a humanitarian parole program, receiving 2-year permits to live and work in the country. The new policy, effective April 24th or 30 days after publication in the Federal Register, has been criticized and legally challenged by activists who deem it imprudent, cruel, and counterproductive. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait. We ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
Yep, that's how it goes. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date. Let's see, if you are a Bachelor watcher, this was a big day for you back in 2002 as Bachelor debuts on ABC. The dating show hosted by Chris Harrison starred Alex Michael, I think it is, and 25 eligible women. Amanda Marsh was declared the winner, but Michael decided not to propose in the finale. They did continue to date, but later called things off. That happened back on this date in 2002. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Mikey Madison turns 26. Elizabeth Lille, 33. Big Sean turns 37. Kyle Lowry turns 39. Catherine McPhee Foster turns 41. Danica Patrick turns 43. Jenny State turns, 43 as well. Sarah Jessica Parker turned 60. Marsha Cross turned 63. And Elton John turned 78 today, if you are wondering about what's going on with birthdays. If you're looking at some, random days of the year that you can celebrate, well, it's National Medal of Honor Day and International Waffle Day. So I guess it might be time to go out there and grab a waffle today. No doubt about that is what it sounds like as we are talking. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. I just want to know why my clothes only get caught on the door handles when I'm in a bad mood. Someone explain that to me. I need to understand. If you need a random joke for today, that was the random joke. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What seemingly innocent question makes you think that it's a trap? Come on, I'm sure you got a good one somewhere there. Also, 80% of children recognize this company's logo by the age of 3. What is it? It's McDonald's. Of course it is. McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's. So there you go. Lot of stuff going on inside of the world as we are talking. So a couple things coming up that I want to talk about. Energy Safety Canada will be hanging out in Banff at the end of next month. Would love to see you there. We'll be broadcasting and doing interviews real time as we are hanging out. Would love to see you at Energy Safety Canada in Banff. More information on their website. Also, we'll be doing the Conklin Conference coming up September the 9th through the 11th. You can go to safetyfm.com for more information on that if you're interested. Would love to see you at either one of those locations. It'd be fantastic. Conklin Conference happening in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So some opciones for you to talk about, no doubt about that. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time today. Thank you for hanging out with me because it's always a good time when you and I get to hang out. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. It doesn't matter who you used to be. What matters is who you're becoming. Think about that because it's going to take you places that you might be intrigued by. in regards of us talking about it. Anyways, I know who you are. Did I jump the gun? I jumped the gun. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to Radio Big if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, that's okay. You can hang out here on Safety FM, like the Sheldon Primus, talking about the world of safety consulting. Now, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.